fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 9th day of February, year of our Lord 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. A prepper tip of the day. I'm not sure I've ever done this one before, so listen carefully. If you have a bug-out location separate from your place you normally reside, but the prepper tip of the day is to drive to your bug-out location at night. Seriously. Drive it at night. You may never have done that. If you've got an alternate route, make sure you drive that alternate route at night also. Now, out here in the Missouri Ozarks, at night on these back roads, it's pretty much like being in a cave. You don't know what dark is till you're driving through the National Forest at night out here in the Ozarks on these two-lane country blacktop roads. That's your prepper tip of the day. If it applies to you, go for it. We have patient waiting in green room, my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom is a gentleman who began half a century ago his quest to become very knowledgeable, gain expertise in the area of ham radio, radio frequency engineering, and so forth, which eventually his teenage pursuit of ham radio became his lifelong career. Morning, Tom.
Morning, John. How are you today?
If I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Well, I'm still getting over that cold, but doing much better. A little bit of hacking here and there, but I've got a mute button, so everything will be fine. And you know,
right,
John, out here in the Ozarks, speaking about driving at night, yes, it gets mighty dark at night out here. As a matter of fact, we had a short power outage one evening, and it was overcast, and the power went out, and I want to tell you, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. That was very, very dark.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And for people who reside in urban, suburban areas, there's always ambient light, always, always ambient light. But that's not the case out in the Ozarks. Working from there and moving forward, let's say you are driving through the National Forest at night and you have a mechanical problem with your motor vehicle. You need to get help. So you got your ham radio. You got your cell phone. The question is, how do you tell people to get where you are? How would you do that?
Well, I would think you better know how to read a map and be aware of your surroundings, or have a GPS if it's working in your area. Those are the only two ways I can think of. But the map would be number one. You know, John, I don't use a GPS. I use the old-fashioned map method. I can tell directions. I can look at the sun. I can find my way around with a map just fine.
Right. Well, I use both, and of course, I encourage people to have both skills. Listen carefully. If maps are still kind of a mystery to you, this applies all over the United States. All even-numbered roads that have a number, like 44, or 66, or 88, or 90, those are east-west roads nationwide. All even-numbered roads are east-west nationwide. All odd-numbered roads are north-south roads nationwide. Now, right there is a big help, because at least you know you're either going north or south or east or west. That eliminates two directions right there, doesn't it, Tom?
That helps quite a bit. Yes, it does.
Now, there can be exceptions to what I just said. We have one in our neighborhood called Highway 30, which goes south for quite a few miles before it starts going west. But that's the exception. The general direction is west, but you'll see that in many of these highways where there can be exceptions for some period of time. So that's a good starting point there. Now, the county roads have letters, at least in our state, A, B, C, D, M, O, and so forth. Those are county roads, and there's no particular rhyme or reason why they, at least none I've ever figured out, as to the letter designation as to any direction whatsoever. So that's something else to keep in mind. But I know one thing I do, Tom. Every time I leave for a new destination, I'll reset my trip meter, and that gives me some idea of my starting point, how far I am from my starting point, how far I've got to go to my designated my destination. And something else, if you're not paying attention, on federal highways, the interstate highways, they have a mile marker every tenth of a mile. So you're never more than an eighth of a mile from one of these mile markers, are you, Tom?
No, that's true. And, you know, I've noticed that, and it seems like years ago they only had mile markers. They didn't have them every tenth. Is that true?
I can't tell you when they put the tenth of a mile markers up, but they're there. That's all that matters. You know, since they're a tenth of a mile apart, you're never more than one-eighth of a mile, which is 220 yards from a mile marker. So that nails it down really narrow when you're calling for a police response, a tow truck, paramedics, fire department. That narrows it down really tight for these guys to be able to find you very quickly, doesn't it, Tom?
Oh, yes, it really does. You know, some of the crazy names on the roads around here, people actually steal the road signs. And I actually had a problem with my pickup truck once and had to call to have it towed. And I couldn't tell the guy where I was, John. It was really sad. I mean, I told him within a mile or so, I was north of such and such river on this highway, on this state road. And
right.
I saw he went right past me, and I had to honk the horn and get his attention, and he came back. But I was parked on a road, and there's the pole and no street sign. People steal them.
Right. Well, that's usually teenagers doing that, but they're also shot up. That's been a problem for many, many decades out here in the Ozarks, is having road signs stolen or shot up.
You know, they finally put, there was one right off of Highway 19, you know, that we both travel frequently, and they finally gave up on that one. I've lived here 20 years now, and they actually gave up, John, and they put a numbered. I think all these roads have numbers as well, like a county road number, and they put that up there instead of the actual name. The name of the road was Hog Trough Road, and that sign had been stolen so many times, I think they just gave up on it.
Right. Well, sometimes I've seen them put them 12, 14 feet up in the air. That does seem to help if they're really high.
Yeah.
I know. But having the ham radio to call for help doesn't do much good unless you can tell people where you are for the help to get to you, does it?
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, considering calling for help, what frequency do you call on? How do you get a hold of somebody? You have to, many times on ham radio, you have to know what frequencies are in use in that particular area. If there's a repeater that's commonly used, that's a good thing to do if you can reach it with your mobile unit. And if not, the most common frequency out there is on 2 meters is 146.52, and that's a simplex frequency, which means it's just car-to-car, point-to-point. There's no repeaters or anything like that, and it's just basically a national calling frequency. And when I'm traveling, that's the frequency I leave the radio on. And it's amazing how many people you can talk to along the way on a highway or a trip that are monitoring that frequency.
Right,
and you can
right.
talk to them for quite a ways.
And as part of the things that you learn when you are take your ham radio test and get to be part of a ham radio club, you get to know these frequencies, what works, what doesn't work, when you need certain frequencies for certain areas. And there's also reference books that give every repeater frequency in the United States, don't they?
Yeah, that's true. And there's also websites that will have everything listed state by state, and in some cases you can narrow it down to counties. Those are real handy, and if you do buy a radio, you can set it up and pre-program all those frequencies in there. Many of these 2-meter and dual band VHF, UHF radios, they have hundreds of memories available. And then they even have software programs that you can load up all these frequencies into the software, almost in a spreadsheet format. If you know how to operate a spreadsheet, you can set these things up pretty easily and then transfer all that data right into the radio, so it's now pre-programmed. What I did with one of the units I use, John, is I set it up with several frequencies that I use to talk to some of my ham friends, and then I have it scan back periodically on to 146.52, that national calling frequency. So it's set up as like a priority channel. If there's any activity on there, it'll lock onto it. And so if somebody's calling for help and they're within range of my unit, I'll certainly hear them.
Right, right. Well, that's the whole idea. One of the main reasons, I think, to have ham radio skills, have the ham radio license, have the ham radio equipment, so that if you are out on the road, if you live in an urban, suburban area, you may not understand or know that there's still vast areas of the United States where cell phones simply do not work. Or if you have the wrong carrier, your cell phone won't work. For example, before I moved out here 14 years ago, I had Verizon. I had good luck with Verizon, their service and so forth. But out here where I live, Verizon simply does not work. So I had to transfer over to AT&T. And AT&T in my part of the Ozarks is what works. I understand down there in Springfield, where Vince Finelli lives, that Verizon is the king of the hill. But not this part of the Ozarks. It's AT&T. Anything else, you're basically wasting your time. And it's important to know these things before you get on the road so that you can make appropriate preparations. And, so I agree with you, Tom. Listings of all the repeaters nationwide, they are available online on one hand. On the other, once you're on the road, you need ink on paper, reference book, because, you just do. Because that'll be with you regardless of cell phone reception or internet connection or anything else. So ink on paper, reference book, when you're on the road, is certainly the way to go. What do you think, sir?
Oh, I agree 100%. You know, these maps, for instance, here in Missouri, John, that restaurant we used to go to all the time before they closed, they always had the free maps right up there at the counter. So right. You could pick up a map, and I always picked up a couple here and there when as needed. And I kept one of those maps in each vehicle. It was a wise thing to do, and then learn how to use it. I'm just used to maps, so it's second nature to me. I don't have any trouble with it. And then as far as AT&T, yes, it works the best in these parts, but there's still areas that I frequently travel through all the time. In fact, meeting with you the way we do, John, there, you know, at our meeting place, I'd say two-thirds of that distance, there is no cell phone coverage. There's none. And if you have no alternate communications method, you'll be left hanging high and dry. And now the ham radio will work because some of the ham guys I know have some pretty good antenna systems, and I can easily call one of them. But other than that, the cell phone does not work for a big portion of the area. You would think it would, but it does not. So they're making it better all the time, but slow but sure. But for the time being, there's a lot of dead areas still here in the Ozarks.
Right. Now, here's something that will help everybody. If you are traveling or either frequently or occasionally into these remote areas, there's a company called Wilson Electronics Incorporated. They have what they call a signal booster. They call it that because it's easier for people to understand. What it really is a small repeater, but they call it a signal booster. What this does, now you're cell phone is limited to 5 watts radiated power. Most of them, I think, are probably around 2 to 2.5. I don't. What are they putting out these days, Tom?
I don't know. I don't think the cell phones are much more than 1 watt. I've never seen one to go higher.
I know the bag phones are really low power. Yeah, the original bag phones I think had about 5 watts, but they're really low power.
Those were 3 watts. Those bag phones were 3 watts.
They were three.
So the
current cell phones are run between 1 and 2 watts, give or take. The signal booster is putting out 30 or 40 times that much, 30 watts, 40 watts or more. And what it does is take your weak signal and blast it out as a very powerful signal with an external antenna on top of your roof. And then it takes whatever signal is coming back to you, it could be very weak that you could never hear otherwise, and it amplifies the incoming signal also. So that will give you cell phone service in places you would never ever have cell phone service without the signal booster. Now, their website, and I don't sell these things, but the website for Wilson is wilsonsignalbooster.com. That's wilsonsignalbooster.com. Or you can just go to Wilson Electronics and find it. But and there's other companies making them, but these people are the biggest and the best known for these devices. Now, they have a similar device that goes in your house. If your home is in a location where the cell phone service is either weak or non-existent, they have a similar one for the house where you have an outside antenna and the amplifier, and your cell phone will work in your house where previously it either didn't work at all or was very spotty. Like to some of the callers I get in here, your cell phone signal is very weak. It does the same thing in your home. These originally meant to go inside metal warehouses where the cell phones didn't work at all, but people started using them in their homes also because they want to have their cell phone work.
John, those Wilson units, what do they cost? I think everybody would be interested in knowing that.
Well, let's see if we can get to that here.
Well, I thought you just might know approximately what, you know, are they
hundreds? Yeah, well, I'm looking at them right now, the different kits. Here's one for a house for $380. Let's see.
Well, that's quite a bit to spend, but I think if somebody has a dead, if their home is in a dead area and they want to improve that function of their phones and make them work at their house, I think that's probably a wise investment. Just save up and get it.
Yep. And they have different versions. Some of the bigger ones can carry 10 or 12 cell phone conversations at the same time. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Are Are you spiritually and mentally armed and ready for the battle ahead? Don't miss Hear the Watchman Dallas 2018, March 23rd through the 25th at the Hilton Dallas Fort Worth Lakes Executive Conference Center. Join the remnant body of Christ at this powerful, life-changing event. Activate your faith and join 18 prophetic teachers of truth, including L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, Dr. Donna Mary Colbert, along with this year's special guest, prophetic prayer walker Henry Groover. The time is now to gain ground and make history as we approach turbulent times. Get baptized, get trained, be freed of strongholds that bind you. You will be empowered, you will be blessed. This could be the most important weekend of your life. Join God's army in 2018. Visit hearthewatchman.com to reserve your seat today. This event will sell out. Go to hearthewatchman.com and make your reservation. And in the end, Jesus wins.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 9th day of February, visiting with Tom Berryhill. Tom, yesterday was the day we were supposed to draw a postcard for the Energy Cleaner promotion. I neglected to do so, so during the break, I drew one of the postcards, and here it is. It's Dale in Altamont, Utah. Dale in Altamont, Utah. Dale, I'll be in touch with you to let you know that you now have the opportunity to get an Energy Cleaner $70 off. And a mattress pad, 10% off, and I'll be in touch. Tom, getting back to these Wilson amplifiers, entry level for the motor vehicle models begins at $180, and they go up from there to $200, to $280, to $380, to $480. And then they have some even more powerful ones for RVs, if you need one for your RV. It's something that could literally, not figuratively, but it could literally save a life if you have an emergency, you're in a remote area, and you need police, paramedics, tow truck, fire truck. It could literally save a life, couldn't it, Tom?
Well, sure it could. And, you know, there's another simple way to set up something like this, and it doesn't work in every case, but It's called a passive repeater. And basically what you do is you set up an antenna at a higher level, say on a tower or a mast on top of your roof or something like that, and then you run the feed line back into your house with another antenna. And it's just one antenna connected to another antenna. And the idea is you pick up the weak signals from the antenna that's higher up, and that brings it through that transmission line and radiates it back through the antenna inside the home. And then as you talk, your transmitter or your phone or whatever it may be will also transmit back through and in the reverse.
Well, that gives me an idea. When I first moved out here 14 years ago, I had a Motorola cell phone that had a jack for an external antenna. I don't believe any phones are made that way anymore. And I had a Yagi antenna I put up on my roof pointed towards the nearest cell tower. And I could actually make and receive telephone calls on my cell phone in that manner. When that Motorola stopped working, I couldn't find another one with the phone jack anymore. So I can't do that in that manner. But you gave me an idea just now that I can possibly put an antenna on the other end of this coax here in my kitchen and see if that works, because I've got plenty of antennas and connectors. It's just a matter of hooking it up and seeing if it works. It would be a fun little experiment. Wouldn't cost me anything.
No, it would be something to really try out and see if it works for you, John. And I'll say one thing. That phone you used to have, remember the name of
it. No,
what? No, John, it wasn't. It was something. I can't
that
think of it.
That was my first one. I loved my StarTech anyway.
Well, you had that one Motorola. It was a very, very thin phone. But yep. Anytime you called me on that thing, I thought you were standing in the same room. That thing sounded better than any phone I've ever heard.
Well, that's Motorola for you. Yep, that's their reputation. Yep.
Yeah, and when you couldn't get another one of those, I could sure tell you were on a cell phone. It's yep. never been the same. Yeah, those were great, but no longer available.
Well, my next cell phone's going to be mil-spec, and I had lunch with Command Sergeant Major Page the other day, and I was looking over his mil-spec cell phone, and there's almost no difference in cost. Many of them are still flip phones, but they have the smartphone versions also. But there may be a possibility, because I haven't looked at them that carefully, of a external antenna jack on one of these mil-spec phones. That would be that wouldn't be all that unusual, would it, Tom?
No, and really it wouldn't be that hard to modify one of those things. If you can figure out how to open the phone up and get into the internal workings of it, I guarantee you there's a place to tap in for the antenna. There has to be for when they calibrate them as they're being manufactured, they have to have a way to tap into that circuit. So I'm certain that there's some way to connect something externally to it, but you'd have to rig it up yourself.
Well, we'll see. It'll be a work in project and a work in progress, and we'll see how that plays out. Well, Tom, we're only a few weeks away now from our ham radio class here that we're going to have with our preparedness group, which will also be the first meeting of our new ham radio club. I'll be talking to some of the current ham radio operators. We've got at least three licensed guys that I'm aware of, two besides myself. And I've talked to one of them already. He's pretty pumped up over it, and the other guy I haven't caught up with yet. But our plan is to have a class every Friday evening before movie night where all the people interested in getting their ham license can study together and compare notes and work together as a group towards getting their license. That'll be a fun springtime project for us. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 9th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I was corresponding recently with one of my listeners, and it occurred to me that he really needs a copy of the book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, by Dr. Joseph Murphy. He's been struggling to find his place in life, his chosen career, so to speak, and I believe that this book would help him, as I mentioned to all of you in the past. It will help everybody to gain the clarity, gain the focus that you need to achieve any goal that you want to achieve. That's what this book will do, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. It's a free download at my website if you want to download it and read it there. Copyright's long expired. It's been out about 50 years, about half a century. You can get brand new copies off Amazon.com for $4 or so delivered to your door. Great book. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners for sale. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that packs them up and ships them. When you place your order for a mattress pad, I'm the guy that packs them up and ships them. I pack them up in a Postal Service priority mailbox, take them to a little country store in Cherryville, Missouri, where every Friday night they have an all-you-can-eat catfish dinner with sides and dessert and a beverage for $8. How about that? Little country store in Cherryville, Missouri. The energy cleaner is a healing device. It only costs $285, shipping included to American zip codes. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. 90 days, that's 3 months. 90-day money-back guarantee. If you have joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, what in the world are you waiting for? I use mine every night, by the way. And I'm pretty active, doing all kinds of things, riding my 750-pound motorcycle, jumping out of airplanes, up and down ladders, riding a Kubota tractor. Of course I have minor aches and pains. That's a given. I wake up pain-free every morning, and you can also. The mattress pads that go with it, well, check them out. Twin, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. They're all right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, or you can use PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or you can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency communications and about our new ham club that we're going to be establishing in, here in our neighborhood in Viburnum, Missouri, Davisville, Missouri, beginning the first Saturday of March. Why am I saying this? You say, well, I live 500 miles away, John. Hey, you guys can do it too. It doesn't matter where you are. You could be in Maine or Florida, California, Montana. It doesn't matter. You can set up a ham radio class and start a ham radio club also, can't they, Tom?
Oh, yeah, it's real easy to do. Go online, look up the nearest town or city in your area, and search out ham radio clubs. You'll find one. And if there isn't one close by, start your own group. If there's several ham operators. You know, John, we had several local guys, and we would what we called a simplex frequency. We just talked point to point. There was no repeater. We didn't have a ham club. It was a real informal type of thing, and we'd meet it at the local restaurant in town. But we would get on the radio almost on a daily basis in the evening most of the time, and sometimes late into the evening, and we'd be on there talking about just everything. And it was like a club, but it was just a loose-knit group. And you know, funny thing happened though. One of the guys was telling me, he says, you know, I was at the grocery store the other day and checking out, and I was talking to the cashier, and he says this lady behind me says, hey, I know you, you're so and so, I hear you on the scanner, you and those other guys are talking about all kinds of things. And I thought, oh boy. And he said she was very interested in some of the topics we talked about, a lot of scientific things. We'd talk about medical technology, and everybody, you know, out here in the country has a scanner to listen to the volunteer fire departments and so on, and they happened to find us on there as well, so they had us programmed in all the scanners. And so he encouraged her to learn and try to get a ham radio license and get on and join us, but I don't think it ever happened. And that group kind of fell apart. But you can easily find somebody. But that's what we did. That we didn't have a club, so to speak, but we had quite a congregation of guys, and we had a really good time with it. So you can set up something formal or informal, whatever works. And either way, it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Right, it is. It is. Well, homes with scanners out here are numerous. I wouldn't want to guess what the percentage is. It's fairly high. Maybe 15-20% of the homes have a scanner that they listen to regularly. And you're right. They want to hear what the volunteer firemen are doing, the paramedics, and the sheriff's department. That's what they're listening for, because it's their neighborhood. They want to make sure their neighbors are okay. If there's something going on in the neighborhood, for example, we had an escaped criminal from the police here, a year and a half, 2 years ago. The search didn't last very long, but it's important to know if there's an escaped criminal in your neighborhood on the loose, isn't there?
Oh, that's really important. And, you know, the only problem with scanners nowadays is so many of these systems have gone to digital modulation, and you have to get rid of these analog scanners and get something that'll pick them up. And then since they've gone to digital, they can easily encrypt those signals. Some of the police departments run encryption all the time so that you can't tune into them no matter what. I don't believe the fire departments do that, and they may still actually be on analog systems. I don't listen to them at all, but I do have the equipment to listen to them, but I just don't do it very often anyway. So that's something to pay attention to, is what type of system that agency is using, and you may have to buy a newer type of scanner. So be careful if you're buying something used on eBay or something older. It may not work in your area, especially in the major metropolitan areas. Yes, so, yeah. And, you know, John, something I learned when I first moved out here 20 years ago, coming from the big city, we'd hear sirens all the time. It was no big deal. There was always a siren going off, and you just ignored it. It was not that big of a deal. But I was talking to a local guy, and a siren was off in the distance, and, boy, he just stopped and trying to figure out which direction it was coming from, and I said, that's just a siren. He says, yeah, but, you know, what you're going to learn is out here, he said, when you hear a siren, that's somebody we know that's in trouble. And
that's
I never thought about it, but that was very true. Yeah,
that's right.
Because the population in our whole county here is only 15,000. So,
right.
Yeah, everybody kind of knows everybody.
Yeah, and that's the way it is, and that's very true. And I'll go for 2, 3, 4 months at a time, 6 months sometimes, and never hear a siren out here, ever.
That's true.
So when there is one, I'll walk to the window. I can see the blacktop road from here, and I'll attempt to. Usually, I can tell if it's the police or the fire or the paramedics. Or they have different sirens and different ways that they sound, but I'll try to identify if it's the police or the fire or the paramedics, and then I don't keep my scanner on all the time. I'll turn the scanner on and attempt to find out what's going on in the neighborhood, because we all know each other. In fact, there's dozens of people out here I'm related to by marriage, so cousins and so forth. And yes, it's important. You want your neighbors to be safe. You want them to be okay, and so that's what we do out here in the country. We look out for each other, don't we, Tom?
That's right. That's right. You really get to know who everybody is. Another thing is, you know what cars belong on your road and which ones don't. So everybody kind of watches that, too.
Right, right. In addition, I end up, I'm on the road every day. I go get the post office, which is 7 miles one way, then typically go to get lunch, which is another 10 miles. So 17 miles one way to get lunch every day. I end up being a first responder myself, coming upon a motor vehicle accident, either as the very first vehicle or maybe the second. And since I've got the town car equipped with strobe lights, I will help direct traffic, because you come around one of these curves at 60 miles an hour, it could be only 100 feet before you come upon a stopped vehicle. Yeah, can be pretty exciting, to say the least. So, and usually there'll be a deputy or a volunteer fireman show up pretty quickly by themselves, which still leaves one end of the traffic to be dealt with. So I'll keep the town car at one end. I did this about a year ago for one of the highway patrolmen. He's very grateful for my help. He had his patrol car at one end of the accident site. I had the town car at the other with my strobe lights on. And I stayed there in that position for a better part of an hour, because it took that long for the tow truck to get there to tow away the damaged vehicle. But that's just part, you know, if you live out here in the country and you drive these roads very much, you will be a first responder, whether you like it or not, won't you, Tom?
That's right. That's right. And that's why it's good to have some emergency medical knowledge, John. You know, I know you your group has classes on that occasionally, and I personally, I need to be at some of those. I really do. I want to learn more about that myself. It's an important skill to have, because you never know what you're going to run into. You know what a big problem is in these areas, and I see it in a newspaper all the time, people running off the road, one car accidents, rolling over, crashing in the trees, and you know what it is? I actually had a guy that owns a tow truck company tell me that the lot behind his office there was just full of wrecked cars, and he pointed at those cars. He says 90% of that is from cell phones, playing with phones. He said one car accidents, running off the road, hitting other people, and so on, but it's all from phones. He said it's worse than drunk driving. So That's going to happen, and it doesn't matter where you are. People not paying attention, inattention to the road.
Right.
So,
well, the teenage teenage granddaughter of one of my cousins killed herself texting on this road, these roads out here, about 4 or 5 years ago. It is a tragedy, and there's no excuse for it. And you can talk on the phone and not have any trouble, but when you're looking at the phone, messing with it, as opposed to just talking, that's where the danger is.
Yeah, well, you know, I had one car, the one that got wrecked, John. It had a Bluetooth interface to the phone, and the car would actually talk to you. There's a woman's voice that would. You just told it the number you wanted to dial, and it dialed the number. And I mean, it was really nice. So if you wanted to use your cell phone, you never had to take your eyes off the road or just push a button on the steering wheel and start talking to it. Well, I kind of miss that function. I don't have that anymore, but that was
right.
That was really great. But the texting and all that is a very dangerous thing.
It's very
dangerous. And this goes with ham radio, too. Now, a lot of us ham guys run mobile units, and that's something else you have to pay close attention to is not taking your eyes off the road and focusing on that radio too long. So it's really good to get it set up before you leave and for your trip and keep your eyes on the road and not that radio. It's
absolutely.
It's a dangerous thing.
Well, if I want to make a phone call, I find a place to pull over. If I'm on the interstate, I actually wait for an exit. I don't like being on the shoulder. It's not safe. Take an exit off, make my phone call, and then get back on the road. That's what I do when I'm driving myself.
Yeah, that's very wise. Very wise.
Okay. If you've got a question or comment for us, give us a call at 800-313-9443. For our ham radio class, Tom, I'm going to look into getting ink on paper books that we can all study together in our class. There's no internet service, of course, at the American Legion Hall, and we can all sit there and study and quiz each other and learn together with ink on paper, manuals, or books, whatever we end up choosing to get. And it'll be a social event as much as anything else, won't it, Tom?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be very, very interesting. And we'll just see which direction it goes. But it ought to be a lot of fun.
And, well, if it's fun, you know, these Baptist preachers all know if you got fried chicken, people will show up.
Are you going to have fried chicken at this meeting?
No.
Oh.
I don't want people to show up and be disappointed. But at movie night, we do have hot dogs and brats and popcorn and ice cream and candy and soft drinks and iced tea and coffee and so forth. Those things will be there for the training that we have beginning on Friday nights in March. But there won't be any fried chicken, no.
Okay.
I know when I was on the board of directors of the senior center there in Viburnum, we serve lunch 3 days a week, and one day a month we had fried chicken, and the place was packed. And one of the women on the board of directors, she said, "John, you think these people never had fried chicken before in their life? The way they show up here."
Oh yeah.
Fried chicken was always our most popular meal of the month, and we always had a capacity crowd. I missed the senior center. It was at the country club there in Viburnum, Tom, and you were at one of our events there. We had an event set up, a Patriot Symposium.
Oh, that was
Symposium.
A nice place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Patriot
that was a
Symposium.
Very nice place.
Yeah, a very nice place. That's where my daughter got married, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Yeah. I saw the ham setup for one of our instructors we're going to have. One of our helpers, you know, Bill. I won't mention his last name, but you know,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah, I
got
Bill.
To see his Radio Shack. It's compact. It's only about 3 feet wide, but he's got five or six radios set up there. Everything's very neatly laid out and organized and very professional looking. And I compliment Bill for his doing such a good job setting up his Radio Shack.
That's great. Well, he can maybe take a photo of that and show it to us when everybody's there and explain
that's
how
a good
he
idea.
Has it set up.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
well,
a
that,
good
that,
idea.
That's something else, John, is that a lot of the ham guys will show off their equipment and explain how they have it all hooked up. They do like to show the photographs and describe their antenna system. And many times that gives an idea to somebody else to do something similar. They may be having a problem with a particular type of antenna, and then they learn something from someone else that's done a similar system, and it solves a problem. So these discussions can be, they can go on for quite a while, and there's a lot to be, a lot of knowledge to be gained by
participating. Here's our break, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right. Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 9th day of February. Building with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency communications. It's not just ham radio, is it, Tom?
No, John, we cover quite a lot of different topics. Yes, we you get at these ham clubs, and boy, they talk about everything, building things, home repairs, car repairs.
Right.
Somebody
right.
may have just purchased new tires for the car. We talk about that. I mean, they cover everything. But there's that common bond, the ham radio. And, you know, I've said it before, I'll say it again here, that once you become a ham radio operator, it's almost like a joining a fraternity. You're instantly on the inside. You know, you're connected, and we're all friends. And men and women alike.
It's a worldwide fraternity.
Yes, it is. And, you know, John, that helped me so much in business when I had my factory running. I was able to get through to these companies when maybe other salespeople couldn't get in there. They couldn't make a connection. I got so much business because so many of the engineers were ham operators. And once they found out that I was a ham operator, it was just like that door flew open, and I was 100% welcome there. And
that's right.
It really. And that goes on to this day. So I think it's just another way of meeting people, very interesting people from all walks of life. You never know who you're going to talk to next on that radio.
Right, right. Yeah. You know, the ham radio operator, he could be a backhoe operator, or he could be CEO of a corporation, couldn't he?
Goes on all the time, John. If you want to really read about some famous hams, just go online and do a little bit of a search for famous ham radio operators, and I think you'll be amazed at some of the names that pop up. It'll really surprise you. It's still to this day surprises me, some of the people who are ham operators and are famous, some long since deceased, but many still with us. And, you know, a long time ago, when I first got started, one of the first people I talked to was a country music guy, Ronnie Millsap, on the ham radio. It was in Morse code, but, yeah, I got a QSL card from him, so that was a long time ago.
Most of the astronauts, I believe, were ham, or a good percentage of them.
I think, yes, if not all of them. I mean, it's, you see, anybody listening to this and developing an interest should really look into it. You don't have to have extensive technical knowledge. You can learn it as you go, and the initial license that you get, the entry level, will get you started. And I've always explained it as an apprenticeship. You can get on the air, and you can learn as you go. It's almost like a self-study type of program, and you can learn as much as you want in advance, or you can get to the level that you're comfortable with and stay there. It doesn't matter, and you can talk all over the world. It's very interesting, and it can be, especially for the young people just starting, the start of an engineering career.
Yeah. Well, I got the list of hams here. King Carlos of Spain, the King of Morocco, the Sultan of Oman. That's just the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, many Hollywood people, all the politicians, it's amazing.
Here we go. Tom, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
Okay, we've got a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Dr. Phil Meyer. Stay tuned.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.